Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching and this daily devotional podcast based on 1 Thessalonians. To quote from chapter 2, verse 12, they're aimed at encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. Now, on to today's scripture. Today we're in chapter 4, verses 3, 4, and 5, a bit of a longer section than usual. It reads, "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust, like the pagans who do not know God." Immorality was as part of the culture then as it is these days. It was expected. It was certainly allowed for in many ways. As Bruce puts it in his commentary on this section, continence was regarded as an unreasonable demand on a man. An unreasonable demand. That's how the culture saw it, and I think still sees it today. But Paul says no. Immorality is something to be avoided. Porneia, any sexual sin, though strictly you could say fornication, but any sexual sin is included within this. Perhaps it was a particular culture challenge there or in that church. It's doubtful that Paul has a specific incident in mind, or he would have been more direct and specific like he was in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you want another passage that talks a lot about immorality, then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 18 to 20 would be useful. As Tom Wright puts it in his commentary on this section, "Pagan temples regularly doubled as brothels, and sexual practices of all sorts were at least tolerated, if not actively encouraged, within the society as a whole. This was the water in which they swam. This was the air they breathed, was one of significant levels of immorality and sexual promiscuity of all kinds." But he says, this is not to be characteristic of you. You are to avoid it, to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. To indulge in these things is to be dishonorable, is what he is saying. Not in passionate lust, like those pagans. Passionate not in the violent sense, but carried along as if a passive participant, someone with a giving into an overmastering desire. As somebody said, the God-empowered man or woman rules his body. Now, with God's strength, of course, this is why we pray, isn't it? That's why we need to pray, and pray regularly, and preferably pray in the morning, because we're going to get assailed by these temptations all day long in different ways. So spending some time in prayer, asking God to empower us so that we are not overmastered by these desires, is so significant. The pagans don't know God, he says. These Gentiles were not part of the covenant relationship. Sad that they don't have that relationship. But what a blessing that we do, and with that comes a responsibility to not indulge, to avoid immorality, to control our own body, and to look to God to give us that strength. Our will, deliberately connected to God's strength, will enable you and I to resist these temptations in ways that we might not think we can. Perhaps you feel weak, and perhaps you are at times. Aren't we all? Paul said he was weak too. But even if you are weak or are feeling weak, you can be stronger than you currently are if you depend upon God and look to Him for the strength. You are one of His chosen people. He will strengthen you. He will be with you. His presence will guide you and give you courage you currently struggle with. That is something worth praying about today. Thank you for listening today. It's my hope, to paraphrase chapter 1, verse 3, that your work will be produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more notes, lessons, and resources on these topics, go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and I'll finish with the last phrase of the letter, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Take care and God bless.